Blog Talk Radio.
It's Bucky in a Saturday morning. What happened? All of a sudden, September 12th, 2015. That's crazy. Where the heck did that come from? Oh, boy, I tell you what. It's been a crazy week in Beantown. You know, Munch is getting ready. That little dinosaur, that little monster, he's trying to make a name for himself with all his singing and everything. And he's getting ready to release the ninth album. Can you believe it? Betty and I have 9 albums, and we're doing all of this crazy stuff. So he's getting a little jealous, so he decided to release his own album. I got to admit, I hate to admit it, but the guy's pretty good. And here's one let's let him do it. There's no sense in trying to explain a monster and a dinosaur and how he loves to play in mud. Well, he lives in a bog. I mean, that's the whole thing. He lives in this little bog inside Succotash Swamp. And, it's not far from, because it's where he works with Rex and Thane. And he works at that crazy place, that complex out there, the sand and gravel company they have. And then, with all the Dober beans. And not Dober beans in that protector place. And it's a scary place. And they have a junk food factory. And they have, Rex, pre-owned spoons, he calls it. Pre-owned spoons. Yeah, they're pre-owned, all right. Boy, anybody who's ever gone there and bought a spoon from Rex has gotten, a hosing? Because it's not what they think they're buying, and they're not happy. But try and get your money back or any satisfaction. He's not a good businessman. Anyway, Muncher likes to play in mud, and this is what he released. Can you believe this? They're playing it on the Bean, WBEAN all the time. And it's a hit. Everybody in Beantown likes it, even though it comes from a crazy dinosaur.
I have a feeling. It's a feeling I'm concealing. I don't know why. It's just a mental, sentimental alibi. But I implore you, so strong to you, why go on stalling? Mud is calling, I am falling. Why be shy? Let's fall in mud. Why shouldn't we fall in mud? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own pair of pies. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a mess of it. We might have been mud for each other. Too mud or not too mud, let our bums discover. Let's fall in mud. Why shouldn't we fall in mud? Now is the time for it. While we are young, let's fall in mud. Okay, you ready? That's right, yeah. Can't be afraid of it. Nope. Yeah, just gotta jump in. too many rocks. Don't put too many rocks in the fire. Rocks always spoil the pie. All right, look at here. See, this is what you do. You kind of mush it around, and you, yeah, right there in your fingers like that. You're all mushing and squeeze real hard. All right, look at that. See that? Now, that's a perfect mud pie. Let's see you try it. Go ahead. Well, not bad. Maybe a little more mud. There you go. Help. That's looking great. Ooh, nice.
Bums. I think you said something like that. Well, that's crazy. You know, I mean, well, let's get a little weather report, because it doesn't look, it looks weird today, and Lance has got a new thing. You know Lance, our weatherman, he's a crazy guy, that Lance. Listen to this thing. I mean, I don't know how he put this one together.
I'm Chuck Scoop, and that's it for the news. Now over to weather. Lance, are you there?
Yes, I am, Chuck. And boy, do we have a weekend of weather on the horizon.
Really? What do you see, Lance?
Well, if you look over here on the weather map, right here in the neighboring mountain ranges, if you look at the canines, you'll see a system developing right there. Do you see that?
You're talking about that big, blue, swirly, crazy-looking thingy there?
Oh, Chuck, that's not what we call a thingy. That, Chuck, is a low-pressure system. And as we know, low-pressure systems really can be high-pressure at times, if you get my drift.
Well, that's true. Like, if you leave your office without the umbrella and you get caught in a low-pressure system, you're right. It becomes a high-pressure system, doesn't it?
That's right. You're going to be soaked just running right back to your spoon.
So, Lance, what does this specifically, what does it mean?
Well, Chuck, if it was simply the canines, it would be one thing. But if you look at the entire mountain range, and here we have the felines, and over here the ursines, the three of them together could be a real problem.
Ah, felines. Of course, that means cats. But ursines?
That would be bears, Chuck.
Oh, dear.
No, that's oh bears.
Okay, so let's review this. The canines and the felines and now the ursines. Are you saying that...
Exactly, Chuck. It could be raining cats and dogs with a good chance of pandemonium.
Lance, people are tuning in for the weather, not puns.
Okay, Chuck, but don't blame me. After the storm, you could see some very large poodles.
Oh, I thought pandemonium was bad, but... Oh, poodles? Come on, Lance.
I know, I'm just terrible, but sometimes I just can't help myself.
So, is that all we have, Lance?
Well, actually, no. We could see some more developments in the earth signs later into next week. And if you look here at the bovines, that could be a problem, too.
You mean, cows?
Well, in this case, bulls.
Wait a minute. Bears and bulls? Like in the markets?
More like finances and money.
No. You're not going there, Lance.
Yes, I am. We could see pennies from heaven.
Well, I think that sums it up. Thank you, Lance. And now over to sports.
Can you believe that when he went all that way to tell us it's going to be raining? Wow. What? Raining cats and dogs, you know? Boy, if any of you guys are being bullied out there, you know, that's not a fun thing. And you got to stand up to your bullies. And, you know, here's a kid who figured it out. I mean, he just got up and told him. He didn't, you know, he said, I don't like it. Listen to this.
Okay, listen up. Hey, everybody, get your team and line up over there against the wall. Doesn't matter which order. If you're right here, you have the whole area. Get in there, let's go, get in there, let's go, let's go, let's go. Ryan, why do you keep falling down? Stay up. Let's
go, let's go. I just think that, really, I don't think you guys see me for me. I just think you guys see me as, like, a big target because, like, you guys are, like, always, like, leave me out of stuff, like, never paying attention to me or anything I say. And so I just want you guys to, like, see me for me and just, like, of course, like, really try to be my friend. Because I want to try to be your friend, but you don't try to be mine. And that really makes me kind of feel, kind of bad that you guys don't really want to know me. I see you guys laughing over there. And really, and so... I just really wanted to come up here and tell you guys that that's how I feel.
Well, that's the way to do it. That's the way. Don't hold anything back, you know? Well, you know what you should do to those guys? Give them a big bop. And here's the big bopper to tell you, because that's what the big bopper does. He just goes around bopping people.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
That's what I like. I like that too. I love the bopper. Here's our friend the Muppets. You know, a great old tune too. Stand By Me. I love the Muppets. Don't you love the Muppets? I love the Muppets. They're our buddy.
Hi, I'm a bunny. When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. By me. Oh, yeah.
I wish I could sing like that.
You do?
Yeah, it saved me the cost of a car alarm.
They're crazy. The guys are crazy what they try to do, you know. Well, it's, you know, back to school wasn't... What? How'd you do? I mean, it's school week, and, you know, you go back to school, and how was it? You know, since it's back to school time, remember, Betty and I had to rescue Socrates the school bus. One time, yeah, you know, it broke down, and then Rain and Rex and Muncher just went on, picked it up and towed it to their place, like they were going to fix it, instead of bringing it to the Beantown garage, where, you know, Boss and Robo and Batty and I were going to work on. And so, you know, all the kids were very sad, because they tried to put another school bus in that was not a nice school bus. Socrates, everybody loves Socrates. One of the reasons everybody loves Socrates, it's because Socrates, you know, everybody was starting to forget their backpacks and leave them on the bus. You know how kids do that, you know, the little sprouts. Well, you know, Socrates is no dummy. He started reading all the books, and then he got really smart, really smart. So after a while, you know, a sprout would leave a backpack on the bus, and guess what Socrates started doing? He started helping the little sprouts out. He started doing the homework. You know, I'd go inside the knapsack and he'd read the books and he'd do the homework. And the sprout came back the next day. He's all worried because he didn't do his homework. And he got into school. He looked. There it was. It was all done because he's a magic school bus. That's one of the reasons everybody loved him. He was the smartest. Wow! Look at that sneeze! He's the smartest school bus in any story. So this is how what with Betty and I did when we tried to save him. So here we go.
Well, boys and girls, big goings-on in Beantown tonight. Bucky and Betty are on their way to Succotash Swamp to save Socrates, the school bus. Let's listen in and see what happens.
Well, Betty, here we are.
Yeah.
Well, are you up for this? Are we going to be able to do this?
I'm up for it, but I'm a little nervous. Well, but Socrates means a lot to me.
Well, yeah, because he's the school bus, and he means a lot to everybody. And, you know, this is very serious because, you know, we were at the garage today, and, you know, Boss took the call to go get him. But by the time we got there, you know, Rex always listens on our radio, and he and Vane and Muncher, they put their Terror the Tow Truck on him, and they dragged him to his yard, and I'm really nervous because you know what they do.
Yeah, Rex does those calls all the time, and he gets there before you get there, and he takes them into a different, they're probably
well, he's here. He's got them over here,
and he cuts them up for scrap
metal.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah,
and that could be what they're doing to Socrates right now.
I know. Well, you know, that's why we got to come to his rescue, because yes,
poor Socrates.
I think it's okay.
He could be cut up right
now.
Well,
I know, but listen, we got to get over.
It might be too late.
Betty, calm down. Just calm down. All right, we got to. We'll just walk real quiet through the woods here.
We gotta go in there and see if he's there, Bucky.
Let's go. Let's go up. We'll get up. We'll get him. Don't worry. We can get him. I know we can get him out of there.
I'm Betty, and this is Bucky.
What are you doing?
He just asked us who we were.
Betty, that's an owl. That's not. There's nobody asking you who you are.
He's really curious.
I know. Well, that's what they do. They do who. That's how they talk. They, you know, they talk. Well, they don't talk. They just make that sound. But he's not asking you who you are.
Oh.
All right, Betty, can you just calm down? We got to get...
Bucky, my feet are getting stuck in the mud.
Okay,
it's kind of cold and damp.
I understand. Okay, Betty, just kind of relax. All right, we got to be real quiet now.
I can hear
quiet.
Dogs in the distance.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the guard dogs. You know, those are those mean dogs.
What if they bite us?
Well, that's what they're going to try to do, Betty, so that's why we got to be really fast. Once we open that gate,
we got to be really fast to get Socrates out of there, you know. I really like Socrates. What are you doing, Betty? Betty, what are you doing? What are you eating chips? Betty, what's the matter with you? We're on a rescue mission here to get the school bus out of Rex's wrecks, and you're eating chips? What's the matter with you? Betty, will you just try to concentrate? Yeah, put the chips away for now, will you please?
Okay,
just be quiet.
I didn't have dinner tonight.
Okay, well, no. Betty, we're getting closer, all right? Just like, we're almost there.
Oh, I feel like we're way off in the distance.
Well, that's right. And look, right there, you can see the outline of Socrates. You see him? He even looks good at night, doesn't he? Like a good old school bus.
Oh, my gosh, we're so close, but...
What are you doing now, Betty?
Can we just wait a second?
What are you doing? Are you brushing your teeth? Betty.
Yeah, I had a chip in my tooth.
Yeah, but you don't... Betty, it's not the time to brush your teeth. Can you wait till you get home to brush your teeth?
Oh.
Don't you care? Look, if we get those dogs...
Hygiene is important.
Yeah, but if we wake those dogs up...
Had a cavity before,
Yeah,
Bucky.
That's good, Betty. Nothing to talk about your teeth. There's dogs, dangerous dogs. There's Rex. There's Vane. There's Muncher. If they catch us, we're in big trouble, okay?
Yeah, I want to... You know why I want to help, Bucky?
Tell me.
Because Socrates, he used to do my homework.
That's
and
right.
I got an A+ in math
because
of Socrates. He's really smart.
They have all the kids left in, their backpacks on they forgot their backpacks because little beans do that. Well, he would open and read the books. That's how he got to be so smart. He was able to do all the kids and Beans' homework, when he did that. So, okay, look, I think we're getting really close now.
Oh,
okay.
I'm ducking low, Bucky. I'm ducking low.
Okay, just wait a minute. I can see him, but I don't see the dogs. You don't see the dogs, do you?
My feet are really muddy.
Okay, I know that.
It's going to take a long time to clean your shoes.
Don't worry about it. We're just getting closer.
I probably should have brought my boots.
What is that?
I don't know why I brought my shoes.
What is that sound? That's not a phone, is it? Don't tell me that's
Hi,
your
Kimmy.
Phone. Betty.
Yeah, I'm in a swamp with Bucky.
Yeah,
we're saving Socrates.
You can't be talking to Kim now, Kim.
Wait a minute, hold on, Kimmy.
Kimmy.
What, Bucky?
Betty, look, do you want to wake the dogs up? You want to get bitten? You can't get bitten.
All right, hold on.
Okay,
Kimmy, I gotta go. Bucky's not himself.
We only got a little longer.
All right, bye-bye.
A little
bye,
way
Kimmy.
Longer to go here. Let's go. Okay, all right, look. Here's the gate. Here's the lock. Now,
that's a big lock.
It's a big lock. All right. Now,
do you have a key?
No, I don't. Why do you think I'm going to get the key? You think Rex just gave me the key? Have you got something?
You got a saw?
No, I don't have a saw either. Do you have a bobby pin?
Oh.
Yeah. That would do the trick, Betty. You gave me a bobby pin. All right. Thank you very much. Let me see if I can slide this in here. Wow. One try, Betty.
You're
looking pretty good.
Wait, you did really good, but what if... Oh, my gosh, if you open the gate, those dogs...
Shh, I know. Don't look. I see one walking by there. Okay, wait till he
goes. Those dogs' eyes are glowing.
I know.
They see us. Shh,
Betty. Don't let them smell you. Don't
Bucky,
say nothing.
Bucky, you got to lower your voice.
Okay, I'm trying to get sure they hear you. Let's watch out. Okay, look. Wait till they go around back. Because they patrol, you know. They just keep walking around the fence. If we wait a little bit, they should be out of sight. Okay, look. Okay, I'm going to open up the gate. Okay. Yeah, I know it's squeaking a little bit, but that's all right. Okay, look, Betty, you start going running for Socrates. Yeah,
I'm going to
be
right. Socrates now.
Okay, good. Do you hear them? Here they come. Here comes the dogs. Okay, Betty.
I wonder who wrote the book of life. Thank you.
Oh, just sitting here on the dock of the bay, looking out at the water. Yeah, looking at all them lobster boats just going back and forth there, picking up all them lobsters for them lobster dinners. Just want to let you know that just in case you want to try catching yourself a lobster, you're going to need a lobster trap. So come on by the store and buy yourself a trap and test your luck. Speaking of that, just the other day I was driving down a country road, come across a little sign that said, lobster tails, 25 cents. And I'm saying to myself, Al, that's a heck of a deal, 25 cents for a lobster tail. So I pull over. Sure enough, the gentleman behind the counter. I said to him, hey, is that true?
Hey, boys and girls. Well, there's a lot cooking in Beantown these days, isn't there? Speaking of cooking, it's open mic night at the Crockpot, Beantown's premier comedy club. And tonight, Bucky and Betty are on stage. Let's see how they do.
Hey, everybody. Wow, this is really super. Betty and I have been working on this all week. This is our first time we're going to try working over here at the Crockpot. Betty, what do you think of this, huh?
Oh, my goodness, Bucky. This is fabulous.
And I thought it was just going to be our friends here, but it looks like there's a whole lot of people.
Yeah, hi, everyone.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we love doing stand-up comedy, but this is our first time, so I hope you'll understand, and I just hope you sit back and relax, and, you know, we've been writing some jokes, and we hope they
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, well, me too, Betty, you know, because
my legs are shaking a little bit.
I can see that. Wow, you know, did you just try to calm down? I didn't know if that was the temperature in the room, or you're just nervous.
No.
Nervous. All right, well, what do you say, Betty? Why don't you go ahead, you try a joke.
Well, you know, Bucky, I got to ask you this question.
Go ahead.
How do you keep a fish from smelling?
How do you keep a fish from smelling?
Yeah.
Okay, Betty, I don't have any clue. How do you keep a fish from smelling?
Hold their noses.
Oh, come on, Betty. You hold their noses? I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute, Betty. I mean, the first shot, I mean, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, I got another one, Bucky.
Oh, go ahead. Go for it.
What's a blueberry's favorite amusement ride?
A favorite amusement ride? I don't know, Betty. What would that be?
A merry-go-round. Have you ever been on a merry-go-round?
No, I've never been on, because I'm not a blueberry. Look at
them. Oh, my gosh. I went on a merry-go-round one time. My face turned green.
No, blue.
Oh.
Blue. That
well, it
blue.
Turned green, and then it was blue. It's like a mood
okay,
ring.
Okay, Betty, what? You got another joke? They're getting a little...
Oh.
Yeah. Sure, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, but
wait a minute,
Bucky.
Betty. Betty, look at this guy right in front row. He's just kind of staring at us. You know, he looks like... You okay, sir? You look like you grew up next to a thorn bush.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, whatever.
Hey, come back.
All right, yeah, I know. We lost him.
Bucky.
Well, let him go, Betty.
Huh.
I don't think you
that
appreciate
that. Could be like a compliment. Maybe.
I know, but he doesn't appreciate good humor. Go ahead. You got another one?
Yeah, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Aunt.
Aunt? Aunt who?
Aren't you glad to see me?
Oh, Betty. Oh, boy, that's pretty good,
Bucky,
though.
There's a lady leaving.
I know, I see
a
that.
A lady being leaving in the back.
Maybe she's an aunt, Betty.
Yeah, maybe she's an aunt.
Aunt here anymore, is she, Betty?
Oh, this is fun.
Okay.
I like doing this stand-up
stuff. Me too.
Stuff.
I don't know why some of the people don't like some of the jokes, though. Go ahead, you got another one?
Yeah, what are beavers snack on?
What do beavers snack on? I didn't know the beavers snack, but they do snack, yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
wood
go ahead.
Chips.
Okay, then I got one for you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wow,
wait a minute.
They like
how,
that one.
I'm going to give you back one then. How do they clean their teeth? Splinters.
Oh,
I mean, if
how
they
about
eat,
a toothpick?
Well, think about it. No, why think about it? If they eat
oh,
wood
wow, chi- my side's splitting.
Well, think about it. If they eat wood chips, then they'd use splinters, wouldn't they?
Come yeah.
Okay. And I got those big buck teeth, you know. I don't know why they call them buck teeth, do you, Betty?
No, but they do just have two.
Yeah, I mean, there's no money involved. Why would they call them buck teeth? I mean,
I don't know, but to brush them, it must be really easy.
I know. Okay, Betty, you got another one?
Yep. What do polar bears eat for breakfast?
Polar bears... Oh, wait a minute. If beavers snack on wood chips, I would think... Just Betty, I'm just going to say. I would think that polar bears eat... snowflakes for breakfast.
Right!
Hey.
Oh, my gosh!
I got one.
That's really good, buddy.
Well, you know, we're starting to get on a roll here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Yep. What do polar bears drink?
Go ahead. Polar bears drink. What do polar bears
polar
drink?
Bear.
Polar bear?
Yep.
Why didn't you show me these before we got on stage? Why am I the only one laughing, Betty?
I don't know, but four people walked out.
I know. It's polar bear.
All
don't you get
beans.
It, folks? Polar bears drink polar beer. That's good. I don't know, Betty. I thought it was good.
Lucky, I'm thinking, like, they like us so much that
they can't
control the laughter, and they just have to head out.
I think that's what it is. They must be laughed enough, so they're leaving because they laugh.
Yeah, they feel like they got their money's worth
exactly.
out of this show.
All right. Well, speaking of that, Betty, can I do one? We're talking about money. You know, and you were just mentioning polar bears. Get this. Where do polar bears put their money, Betty?
In a snowbank? Oh, wow, I got
it. How did
you get
that? That was such... Betty, there's another table left. Okay, look, Bet. Okay,
hey,
I got enough. Wait a minute.
We got four beans left in the audience.
That's right. Just hang in there, folks, because these are really good ones. How about this, Betty? How do polar bears ride to school?
In a polar express?
That's pretty good, actually. No, icicles. It's like
icicles. Oh, yeah. You can slide around.
Yeah,
slide right
yeah that's cool. Okay, so go ahead. You got one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. What if you put a penguin in a parrot cage?
Love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. I don't care what you told me. You're gonna say you'll hold me. Yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all is said and done, you're gonna say you've missed me. You're gonna say you'll kiss me. Yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all is said and done, you're gonna say you miss me. You're gonna say you'll kiss me. You're gonna say you'll love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too.
So the other night, you know, that damsel in distress thing didn't work out. You know, I mean, searching the internet for a damsel in distress, you know. But I'm still lonely because I haven't seen Betty in a long time. I'm just looking for some company. So I get on the internet and I Google date, you know, because that's what I'm looking for. You know, just a little date. It takes me to the site and what's there? But date. I mean, not the date I'm looking for, but date. You know, I'm a being. I'm not looking for a date. I mean, I don't want to spend time with a date. Well, I got to tell you, this site was scary. I mean, these damsels were in big distress. I mean, you talk about wrinkles. Holy mackerel. They were loaded. I don't think they ever heard of moisturizer, some of these damsels.
Talk about spending too much time in the sun. These damsels overdid it. Plus that, they lied. There wasn't just dates. There were a few raisins and prunes tossed in. Can you imagine? I'm a bean. I'm not exactly interested in a raisin or a date or a prune. Imagine dating a prune? I mean, what happens at the end of the night? Can you imagine smooching a prune? I don't think so. You know, I figure this isn't working out because I'm on the D's. You know, I'm looking for damsels, I'm looking for dates. I figure I got to go down the alphabet. So I start going to the E's, the F's, the G's, and nothing until I get to the W's. All right, well, there's a problem right there. I used somebody accused me the other day of not being PC because I used the W word. And evidently, you know, we're not supposed to use the W word. Only they can use the W word. Well, let me tell you something, honey. You know, if you look in the mirror and you got on a pointed hat and you're all dressed in black and you got this big nose with like a wart on it, a little hair on your chin, and you go around casting spells on people and you go around making poison apples and giving them to little girls, then guess what? You're a witch, okay? Get over it. You're a witch. Okay, so are you with me on this, folks? I mean, it's like it's our fault that they're witches and we can't use the W word? Okay, it's not us. It's them. Honey, listen, if you don't like the word, then why don't you change things? You know, take a self-improvement course, clean yourself up a little better, start treating people a little nicer. Then you won't be a witch, okay? Because a witch is still a witch, you know. And if you don't like it, why don't you change yourself into a fairy godmother or something? And then maybe when I come back to the site, we can work something out, all right? Well, then it got worse. You know, the other night, I got in trouble for the T word. Yeah, I was using the T word. And again, same thing, you know, they can use the T word, but we can't use the T word. So, but let me tell you something, pal. If you live under a bridge, now I'm not talking about if you fall on hard times. I mean, like some beans, you know, some beans end up under a bridge for a short time. But if you choose to live under a bridge, okay, and you hang out there waiting for some poor unsuspecting bean to try to cross your bridge, and because they don't have enough money to pay you the toll, you get up and beat them up. Well, guess what? You're a troll, all right? Get over it. Excuse me, what's that? A few boos already? Let me see. Who would that come from? Oh, we've got some hecklers over there. Oh, look at this. A table full of trolls. So you guys were with me on the witch thing, but now that I'm doing the troll thing, it's not funny, huh? Well, I got good news for you guys. So if you don't like the word troll, get yourself out from under the bridge. Clean yourself up. Stop beating people up for the toll and change your life, okay? So beans won't call you a troll. Okay, folks, before I offend anybody else, that's all my time. Hey, thanks very much. You've been a great crowd. See ya.
Got a wish on me mind, it is the chocolate chip kind. Me look at you and me tell, you may have snickerdoodle. Me trade me soul for a bite, me spell it out black and white. Me look at you and me see, you like an elf in a tree. You cookie showing and me hunger growing. Let's get skim milk flowing, we'll start this snack going, baby. Hey, me just met you, and this is crazy, but you got cookie, so share it maybe. It's hard to look at your snack, baby, but you got cookie, so share it maybe. Hey, me just met you, and this is crazy, but you got cookie, so share it baby. Cupcake for frosting, it no faze me, but you got cookie, so share it baby. You took your time with the bite, me trying to stay polite. Me start to really freak out, please someone call a Girl Scout. Me no grumble or grouse, this cake is toll on me house, me going off me rocker. Please be me Betty Crocker. You cookie showing and me hunger growing. Let's get skim milk flowing. We'll start this snack going, baby. Hey, me just met you. And this is crazy. But you got cookie. Oh, share it, maybe. It's hard to look at. You snack, baby. But you got cookie. Don't share it, baby. Hey, me just met you. And this is crazy. But you got cookie. Don't share it, baby. Pie and ice cream. It no faze me. But you got cookie. So share it, baby, before you came into me. Like, me miss you so bad, me miss you so bad, me miss you so, so bad. Before you came into me, like, me miss you so bad, and you should know that. Me miss you so, so bad, 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 bad. It's hard to look at your snack, baby, but you got cookie, so share it, baby. Hey, me just met you, and this is crazy, but you got cookie, so share it, baby. Chocolate pudding, it no faze me, but you got cookie, so share it, baby. Cookie! Here. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie.
Okay. If you guess what is in the box,
yeah,
I'll give you a cookie.
It's a horse.
No.
It's a cow.
Mm.
It's a cotton ball.
No.
It's a pogo stick.
No. No.
It's a rump roast.
Cookie Monster has not.
You're the best. You're one of my all-time favorites. I'm just even to get to talk to you, I get a little nervous. To sing with you is the craziest thing. And so I came up with an idea where maybe I could sing with you. See if you want to do this
sure.
or not. Okay,
yeah.
Good. So this is what I have. I have this iPad app. Okay, it's called the Looper. And what it does is it loops your voice. And I was thinking maybe if we did this, if we do it right, we could be a two-man doo-wop group.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I hooked these microphones up into it. And so what? Like, we can do, let's do like, it's kind of an easy one. Let's do Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Okay.
Let's do it, Lion Sleeps Tonight.
What key? D?
Yeah. D? Do, do, boom. I'll start off first. Ready?
Okay.
So I go. Okay, wait till it comes around.
Wimbo-weppa, 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 wimbo-weppa,
we move up.
Some people talk to each other while others talk to their cats. Some people talk to their mothers while others talk through their hats. I communicate with nature, with a plant, a leaf, a tree, and I'm always nice to a flower, for they're absolutely perfect to me. I always say hello to a flower. Hello, hello, hello. I totally ignore the crashing bore who lives next door, for his conversation's silly. Yet I never snub a lily. I always say bonjour to a lilac. Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. I'm absolutely mute with a bully in a suit. And I never talk to fruit, heaven knows. But I always say hello to a rose. Yes, I always wave at a window box. If the box is filled with hollyhocks. And I speak to the daisies. I think they're swell. Tell your secrets to a daisy. She'll never tell. I always say hello to a snowball. Hello! Hello there! Hello! Look sideways at a stranger, and you put your life in danger. But one can kiss a sweet bouquet a blushing bride has tossed away. Flowers are the sweetest things I know. So when I see a flower, I say, hello. Hiya, synth. I never shrink away from a violet. Oh, no. No, I say hello. I may be off my rocker, but I never pet a cocker. Yet the dogwood in the park will never, ever bark. I'm always glad to see a gladiola. You know something? I'm just mad about a glad. You can stand next to a bush and never feel one push. Flowers are refined and polite. You know, I've never seen a pansy fight. Yes, I talk to bees and I talk to birds, but they leave me quite at a loss for words. And I never touch a cat while it sleeps on a pillow, but I positively trust a pussy willow. I always say hello to a flower. Hello, hello, hello. Get friendly with a mouse, and he'll hang around your house. But flowers never overstay. They stay a day, then fade away. Flowers are the sweetest things I know. So when I see a flower, I say, hello.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
Sure take some music, music, music. Free-flowing music. gonna pay. Never, no, never. It swept this whole wide land, sinking deep in the heart of man. Come on, boy, join our clan. Come on, boy, take my hand. Come on, boy, be a man. Cause rock and roll will stand. Let's do it all over again. I feel good, let's do it again. It'll be hit forever and ever.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn? Share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you going to do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now, here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Cause sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Don't forget, find Driving a Spark shouldn't be hard, cause you can always park your car at Harvard Yard. Stop by the aquarium to watch the dolphins swim, or chill down at the harbor and watch the ships come in. Oh yeah, like Paul Revere, keep it moving, then I'm out. Eyes squinting from the glare on top of the State House. No doubt, baby, you know how we do, cause every time that we rhyme, we shine just like the crew. Okay, all the way from Mass Ave to Harvard Square, it's clear, the spirit of the city's everywhere.
Go shopping at the food in B-Town.
That's the B.
In B-Town.
That's the
B. On Newberry Street, get some new shoes for my feet. In B-Town.
That's the B.
In B-Town.
That's the B.
Can't forget the neighborhood where I grew up, cause it's all good. We used to take the train in town and shop at all the great stores in downtown. How about the zoo at Franklin Park? Our festivals are Mountain Boulevard. I hop down to the Omni Show, cause the bee's got the spirit, so don't you know?
I'm in the Bean Town state of mind, feeling fine on the charts, catching the last rays of sunshine, and you can tell the hat shells about to get live, cause of all the commotion happening out on Stubble Drive. Catching the shine every time the fireworks go off, I make it park like Keith Rockhart. Or you can find me at the garden with the white and the green, cause hey babe, I got nothing but love for the bean.
Walking in the park, see the bustle on the chalk. In Bean Town,
that's the bean.
In Bean Town,
that's the bean.
Ride up on the swans when you're out in Boston calm. In Bean Town,
that's the bean.
In Bean Town,
that's the bean.
I'm on the beach every day and swimming, and you know, here I this other one, I'm so freaking, you know, I feel bad for her. She says to me, I'm so freaking busy, I don't have time to pee. And I'm like, why what is this, a race? You get in here and you create a race when you don't have to. She's talking, and on the flip side, she's got so much money, she's talking about buying a place on the ocean, and you're like, don't you get it? For what?
Yep. Yep.
Well, they let conventional wisdom rule their lives. It's what everybody says. They totally see. That's the thing. That's another thing that I was, you know, that confuses me. I was born from day one. I mean, when I saw Peter Pan, that play, and it's funny because most comedians have a Peter Pan complex, and I looked at that and I said, wait a minute. You know, I was like 10 years old. I go, this makes total sense. This makes total sense. Why do you have to grow up in the, I understand you have to grow up, but why do you have to let your head grow up? Yeah. 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 And you, and guess what? I mean, you can, if you find the right person, you can have that at any age.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, but see, they don't even go beyond, they don't even understand the rule. Like, I picked up this great guy last night, took him to Holbrook, from you worked at Mason. It was kind of screwed me. I mean, I made $30 on it, but I could have made a lot more if I had grabbed the surge. But whatever, we had a great talk, and he was just a down-on-earth, blue-collar kind of guy, you know, working and living in a little dump in Holbrook, but happy. And we're talking, and we're talking about, you know, how people are drunk and on marijuana, and he laughs. He goes, I want to know what the hell I'm doing. You know, he says, I don't like, you know, being out of it. But we started talking about relationships, and he goes, you know, he says, he says, people just come in and go in my life. And he says, but you know, most of the people that go, I'm glad they're gone. And he said, and I said, well, I've learned not to go chasing. He goes, oh, he says, it's true. I mean, here's a guy with a real elementary understanding of life, but he had wisdom. And he goes, oh yeah. He goes, the more you chase it, he says, the further it runs away. He says, you know, he says, yeah. He says, you think you're going to make it happen. And he says, and all you do is frustrate yourself. He says, and it's always at those times when you're not looking that it shows up. You know, and so, you know, what she doesn't understand is she's got that complex. She's going to try to make it happen. Or she's, you know, that machine, I remember that psychiatrist, I told you about the machine. The machine said desire is pain. You know, like, and I understood the, like, the boost concept in that. Yeah, if you're so focused on thinking that thing that you're desiring is going to make you complete, you know, you're screwed, and it's evasive. And instead of saying, yeah, it's okay to want, say, yeah, I'd really like that, but then let it go because, say, well, if it's meant to be, it'll let it be, it'll come. That's when it comes. It's that whole letting go.
That's right.
Exactly, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I have to give the Course in Miracles credit. Nothing shifted my mind more than that program as fast. That thing made me look at reality in a totally different way. It's so funny. Yeah, I know. What I'm laughing at is, that's what I've been trying to say all along. And I've learned in life, you know, my salesmen, I used to teach them all these principles. And then I'd send them, there was one other great guy in the company that was a real master. And I'd send them out to work with him. And then they'd come back and tell me, that guy's a genius. You know what he just told me? And I'd sit there, and I'd sit there with my mouth open going, you've been fucking telling you that for 2 years. Yes. And right. Well, there's a great thing that I'll never forget from the Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. He goes, it's not the top of the mountain. It's this rock. It's this stream. It's this tree. He says, that's, you got to enjoy the journey. And you know, that's the part that I think our lesson really is here, is that we're living wealthier. Oh, I don't, this is the part every morning I sit there, I lie there for 15 minutes with all the noise of all these idiots. And I'm saying to myself, why this? Why? I don't need this. Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, I mean, that's all the great. I mean, you can talk and talk and talk, but they observe you and see how you're doing it. That's how they want to. Yeah, that's the real teacher. But you know, I laugh. I mean, here I am, broke as hell at times, and you know, at least Uber now is going to save me. And you know, now I'm making such great connections. In fact, you know. I said to her yesterday, I said to Eileen, I said, you know, I'm going to meet somebody. I know it now. I said, because just the numbers. I said, these young girls are asking me to have coffee. I said, to join them and party with them. And she goes, well, I'm jealous. I said, yeah, but you don't want to have a relationship with me. She's crazy. I says, you have this chance. I says, I laugh at you complaining about your life that everything's fucked up. I says, you... right in front of you is heaven, is paradise. Of course. Yeah, and so, yeah, exactly. And so here's a place, she could live here on the water. I kept saying, oh, you know, we put our brains together and our mind and our effort. We could be back in no time at all. We could have money. No. No.